So I was talking to three publishers for my book, and now I see why they say get yourself a literary agent, however you say that word, because you've got to be a kind of a, not a used car salesman, but it's marketing and good writing, they just don't go together. And that's the weird thing about this new world. As an artist, you have to be your own marketer. And it's a really weird switch to go from one to the other. As marketing, the brain needed to marketing doesn't make for good writing. Good writing is a kind of a timelessness, but marketing is right now, here, now. And so it feels really, it's a real rug pull each time going between writing and marketing. And I feel like I haven't been able to write at all this week, or just write some comforting things for myself to make me feel sane. But talking as a business person about my book kind of makes it feel a bit pretty dirty. But I've just got to embrace it and go, ah, fuck it. It's a beautiful book. The mum book. And I'm just, yeah. I'm going to get sick of it soon, because when editing starts, that'll get crazy. I've added about 30 something new pages to the existing first edition for a second edition. And so that's going to be, yeah, that'll be strange. I'm sort of looking forward to it just being completely finished, out in the world, nothing to do with me. But it is weird how it's taken me by surprise, and it hasn't, because I wrote the first one, I think I've mentioned this before, like 6 years ago for Mum's funeral. And then I thought, oh yeah, there's probably more things I could write. And I was surprised that it took, at the time when I posted it on social media, a lot of people responded to it. And I find it funny that when I'm writing I'm better at writing other people's voices than my own, in a weird way. And they say write what you know. And when you're writing about someone you know really well, something else happens. And I always thought I'd never collaborate with anyone. I'd never do a collaboration. I'm terrible at collaborating. It's weird to be collaborating with Mum between the living and the dead. It's a strange collaboration, because I remember having to type up some of her stuff. She said, Darby, you can touch type. You can type up all my documents for me for university. She was doing her master's in bioethics at the time, back in 1991. And while I was doing year 12, she was making me type up stuff for her. And so that was an annoying collaboration. It was weird. We couldn't collaborate when we were both alive at the same time. But we're doing a pretty good collaboration at the moment, which is so, so funny. It'll be interesting when it's out, because people will find that, and maybe if they look for my other stuff, they'll expect it to be more kind of magical and whimsical. And some of it is. There is definitely a spiritual crossover between the Mum book and my own stuff. But I can be a bit cynical. I can be drawn to thoughts in the world that just to say some sort of brutal truth always makes me feel semi-sane. And so I put together an updated version of my book that I released last year, self-published it. You're going to be okay because you're fucked no matter what. And there's a lot of nihilistic kind of poems that went viral. And I'm not going to include them, which is, I kind of feel like, I'm not going to include them in a second edition for a new updated version of that book, that second book that I'm going to sell. I feel like maybe there's some sort of inauthenticity not publishing some of those nihilistic poems that But I kind of felt like the last few years I went from a magic and an absurdity into a kind of a nihilism. And I like them. I like when Artful Complaint is done really well. And sometimes I nailed it and sometimes I just didn't at all. I was just kicking up a stink. Kicking up a bad stink. So yeah, putting together that book, a second edition of that other book that I've made of some of my best stuff, that'll be interesting to have out and as well. And people discovering me through Mum's book and finding that my other stuff isn't as, it's still a bit magic, but it's a little bit, yeah, it can always, yeah, borderline sociological cynicism or something. I don't know. I'm really waffling today because this is a last minute podcast thing. Normally I do them like at least a week before or 4 or 5 days before, but this is the day before I put it out. And I'll try not to edit this as much. I was editing out when I was recording podcasts without seeing my face while I'm recording my face to put this on YouTube as well. I wasn't editing out the ums and the ahs and all that sort of stuff. But as soon as I saw my face on YouTube and doing that shit, I started editing out the little hiccups and the stupid pauses and stuff. And so I'll try to leave this one. I'm just going around circles. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll try and leave this one with a bit more, ums and ahs and all that sort of shit. I think I made a podcast. Yeah, one of my earlier podcasts, I'd edited out all the ums and ahs and I put them, they went for about 30 seconds at the start of the podcast. So, so it was like, yeah, this will be interesting. It's an interesting ride and it feels pretty full on, this, the Mum book and my other book. Going out into the world in a more traditional kind of way. It'll be, yeah, it's a strange, like, it's weird because it's something that I've always wanted to do, but now there's part of me that's like, it's actually happening. I didn't expect this to happen. And now what do I do? What happens now? But yeah, I'm looking forward to them both being out and they have nothing to do with me. And just move on to the next stuff to keep me sane. Because when I'm editing old stuff, I just feels like I'm smelling old rancid farts. And I want to just move on to some new stuff. Some new thoughts about the world that have nothing to do with old stuff. I'll be sick of them. I'm already sick of them a little bit, but it's a good problem to have, as they say, a good problem to have. It's funny how years ago, did I say this in the last podcast? Maybe, but how I had a fork in the road life decision where I was offered a promotion as a creative director in a corporate job, and I pretended to consider it, and then a few days later I just turned it down because I didn't want the extra responsibility. I didn't want more money, more responsibility. I just wanted to have some brain space to go home at night and write some stuff so I could feel half sane and half alive. That was more important than getting money and getting trapped down that path. And so it's weird, 10 years later, pretty much exactly 10 years later, I've got this other fork in the road, which is the publishing fork in the road, which is the true fork in the road that maybe I was after. I don't know. But yeah. It's exciting and scary at the same time. Because of course there's imposter syndrome and all that sort of shit, but I've got to remember that imposter syndrome is just as bad. It's just the flip side of the ego. It's the same ego bullshit. Thinking I'm not good enough is the same thing as me saying I'm so fucking good, how good am I? That's exactly the same saying, oh, I don't think I'm worthy. So I've just got to go, yeah, this is, just accept it. It is what it is. I'm looking forward to seeing it out in the world and putting it behind me and moving on to new shit. That'll be the fun part. I've finished the first drafts, both of those books, and now I'm looking forward to having it, put it in my wake, so I can move on to the next stuff while a new audience finds what to me now is my old stuff, but it'll be new to them. So it's all exciting, but I love this day. This is just, I'm under this tree, just the trees blowing around. It's just this wind. It feels like it's cleaning me out somehow. I feel, it makes me feel sane, but it is 26 degrees, which makes me feel a bit insane. Like anything over 22 degrees, and my brain is a bit malfunctiony. I'm very precious. See, anyway. Hey, if you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or a comment on YouTube, I'd love that. And yeah, thanks all for the love for Mum's book. That's so weird. I'll make another update next week on it until you get sick of it. And I get sick of it. I'm getting sick of it. All right.